Hi. I'm just sitting on my front porch drinking coffee in the rain. Just enjoying the noisy quiet. Cacophonous quiet. I don't know why, but rain has always been my favorite white noise. It's just so soothing to me. Although, earlier I was out driving in this, and that was anything but soothing. It was very stressful, so now I'm just unwinding on my front porch, hoping that none of my neighbors are too loud. So I'm sitting in full view of everybody. How's that for exhibitionist, huh? I never recorded quite so exposed before, but I feel like the rain is like a type of curtain, you know, like when it rains, everyone just kind of, you know, they try to go inside, or they put up their hoods, or put up an umbrella, or, you know, there's an added barrier there. But I'm the weirdo that when it's raining, I'm opening my window or going outside. It's just so relaxing and kind of cleansing, you know? How are you? Hanging in there, hopefully. Are you cuddled up in bed? Am I helping you sleep? I hope so. Like I said, all of my favorite sleep aids have rain sounds. Cuddly voices. Oh. I guess I'm accidentally copying one of my favorites right here. Just thought about that. Just sitting on my porch in the rain. Or am I keeping you company? What are you doing? Are you being productive around the house? That's always a nice feeling. Not always achievable, but it's nice when it does happen. I was talking to one of my friends recently about kind of shifting gears. Oh, here comes the car. I don't know how loud that's going to be. See, they didn't even notice me. I'm invisible. The rain is an invisibility cloak. The coffee's cooled down. But, anyways, what was I saying? Oh, right. That shifting thinking of things as productive and thinking of them as enriching. So, instead of just checking things off on a checklist, thinking of them more as things you can do to help enrich your life. So, I, you know, as much as you hate doing certain chores, as much as I loathe doing the dishes, it's still a, you know, it makes me feel better when the sink's clean and or empty, you know, or the counter's clear and I have room to make food or whatever I'm doing in the kitchen, you know. Open a bottle of wine. I need a good little square of counter space to get out my wine and set up the corkscrew and everything. Anyways, that's what I should have done. I should have poured myself a bottle of wine. Come out here. It's early afternoon. It's a little late for coffee, a little early for wine. Either one is acceptable at this point, right? I think a lot of social norms have fallen by the wayside. Okay. I'm gonna drink my last couple sips here. I like this mug. I haven't used it much. But it's is it Christmas present? It's funny how sentimental certain items can be, you know, depending on when you got them or who gave them to you. I'm looking around my porch right now and see things that were gifts or that I bought, you know, like at the Target dollar spot or whatever. You know, you don't get too sentimental about the Target dollar spot until it's gone, right? Not that it's really gone, but I'm certainly not shopping for pleasure anymore. I'm one of those weird, I don't know. I think it's weird because so many people apparently hate grocery shopping. I mean, I kind of hate it now, but I used to love grocery shopping. Oh. Is that my neighbor's air conditioning? That's loud. Anyways, sorry. I don't know. I really like grocery shopping under normal circumstances. But, man. Sorry, I'm getting comfy, tucking my legs up underneath me. I'm just sitting on the ground with my back against the brick wall. Strangely comfortable, actually. But I guess that's what happens when you get tired of sitting on your couch. What have you been doing? Have you been working? Working from home? It's a mess. Working from home. I don't know. I'm not the, I mean, I am, and I'm not. I liked working from home before I had to. But the lack of privacy does get old very quickly. But this is one of those rare moments when I have time to myself and thought I'd spend it with you. So, the biggest exciting news lately is my puzzle I've been working on. Man, that bird's super excited about all this rain. I don't know if you can hear it. It's pretty loud. Anyways. Oh, the other day, I was pruning my tree. Just some little dead limbs off of a tree. I have a crepe myrtle tree, which are really prevalent in the South. I don't know where you live, but I have this. It's part of the reason I got this place. It's beautiful tree in the front, but I was pruning it a little bit, and I found a robin's egg on the ground, it had hatched. And I had seen robins around, but, and you always see things that are robin's egg blue, like that's the description of the color, but I'd never actually seen a robin's egg with my own eyes before, and that was really neat, because it's one of those things that, I don't know if you've noticed, like, getting to do things or having to do things or, you know, changes in your routine that you actually kind of appreciate, that you would never have appreciated before, but that was one of them, was just, you know, getting more time outside and finding a robin's egg in my front yard. It was so bright. I thought it was a piece of plastic when I saw it. I thought it was like a toy. I'd never seen something that bright. You think of nature and a lot of camouflage situations and, you know, the little lizards that you can't see until you're right up on them because they're brown like the branches or green like the leaves, you know. There's a big lizard that lives over in the corner of my house I've seen several times. That kind with the red throat. When they're little, you know, they're almost see-through, and you know, they get bigger and they're kind of brownish and they stick to the branches, and then when they get real big, they're bright green with the red throat, and that's always fun to see. Just got a nice breeze. I love the smell of rain. It's so distracting. not that I have a actual plans for this. Always just turn on the mic and see what happens and hope that it doesn't go jump the shark. Anyways. Well, he's just flying through the rain like it's nothing. I guess he enjoys it too. Anyways. So yeah, it's a little robin family around here somewhere. Who knows? All this, there's so many different kinds of birds in my neighborhood. Almost makes me, maybe eventually I'll get on those bird watching sites or something. And in the beginning, in the first week or two, we're outside more. I noticed this one kind of bird that has a really easy call to mimic, and so I was like whistling back at it, and one of my neighbors was walking, and they were just like looking at me like I'm crazy because I'm like singing and whistling back at this bird. I guess so. What happens when you trying to be a Disney princess over here and make friends with the wildlife. Anyways. Despite my earlier convictions that this was very comfortable, I have been sitting on the cement for probably 20 minutes now, so I think I'm going to get up and go inside. Maybe I'll open one of my windows. Now that it's not raining so hard, I bet I could open one of them. Yeah, that window looks dry. I bet I could open that one and not get water in the house. Yeah, that one's definitely hasn't gotten hit with rain in a minute, so anyways, I hope you have a good, this card's so loud, everything else is so quiet, but I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day or night or whatever. Thanks for letting me keep you company in whatever capacity I did. So, see you soon.